This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 27th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Giannis blasts Skittles bill. El Nino likely, but not rain. And a weight tax on pickups. Giannis urges a veto on Skittles bill. Frank Giannis, former FDA Deputy Commissioner of Food Policy and Response, is urging Governor Newsom to veto a bill proposing a ban on four food additives. In an op-ed for the Orange County Register, Giannis argues such a ban would set a dangerous precedent for governing food safety standards. A state-by-state patchwork of standards, he reasoned, would weaken the food system and food safety efforts. He shot down an argument from Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Woodland Hills that FDA is not acting fast enough and said policymakers should work with FDA and Congress to ensure high standards rather than bypass the agency. Giannis also rejected the argument that California should follow Europe's lead, noting the differences in food systems are complex. Just rubber stamping what another country does is not something the American people expect from their government, he argued. El Nino, likely, though what it means, uncertain. Despite a 95% probability for El Nino to run from January through March, climate models are forecasting only a modest shift in precipitation in the Southwest for this fall and for the winter. David DeWitt at the National Center Service Climate Prediction Center cautioned that these are just predictions. Quote, we're going to have to wait to see how this plays out, he said, adding that the forecast could shift next month. A weight tax on pickup trucks could come to California. California could tack on an additional weight fee when registering heavier trucks and SUVs. Newsom may soon sign legislation that would examine such a policy action. Proponents argue it would reduce tariff deaths and severe injuries. California would allow the lead of 14 other states with fees already in place. But Republicans are warning that such a tax would disproportionately hurt low-income Californians driving SUVs and minivans. In a letter to Newsom, Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones argued costs are already high. Vehicle registration fees have jumped more than 75% in 7 years. California has the nation's highest gasoline prices, despite some of the worst road conditions. Jones also claimed families spend more on transportation than any other household expense. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Blumenauer unveils bill to cap crop insurance subsidies. Representative Earl Blumenauer, the Oregon Democrat, introduced legislation yesterday to cap crop insurance premium subsidies at $125,000 per recipient annually and do away with them altogether for farmers that earn more than $250,000 a year. The bill would also require that subsidy recipients actually work on farms, eliminating payments to investors who don't actually produce crops. By establishing modest payment limits and a means test, we can save money while helping small farmers and ranchers who are shortchanged or left out altogether, Blumenauer said in a statement. The legislation, likely targeted for inclusion of the 23 Farm Bill, has support from the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, which says it would affect less than 1% of farms but save $35 billion over 10 years. the cost of the federal crop insurance program has quietly tripled in 3 years to $19.3 billion in 2023. That's the word of NSAC policy specialist Billy Hackett. That additional spending has not curbed prices at the grocery store for struggling Americans, nor has it included expansion of the safety net to underserved farmers. Bicameral bill codifies organic marketing development grant program. In May, USDA authorized $75 million of Commodity Credit Corporation funds to invest in the organic market development grant program. Legislation that will be introduced today in the Senate and the House seeks to continue the program in the Farm Bill and maintain this year's funding base of $75 million of CCC funds, along with an additional $25 million for fiscal year 2024 and each year thereafter. Lead sponsors include Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Wisconsin Democrat, Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, Representative Shelley Pingree, a Maine Democrat, and Representatives Andy Custer, who is a Democrat from New Hampshire. As more farmers consider making the transition from conventional to organic farming, we must strengthen organic processing amid storage and enhance market opportunities. Pingree said this in a statement that was provided to AgriPulse. EPA Ag Advisor emphasizes independent nature of Science Advisory Board. EPA Agricultural Advisor Rod Snyder is stressing that the agency Science Advisory Board, which has called into question ethanol's contribution to reducing greenhouse gases, as an independent body that provides advice to Administrator Michael Regan. At AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum on Monday, Snyder said EPA welcomes the SAB's advice, but declined to go much more beyond that. Everyone agrees that we need to do a better job of valuing the greenhouse gas benefits of various feedstocks, he said. We're appreciative of the SAB for raising the issue. He made a point, however, of noting that the SAB took the issue up itself and also touted EPA's SET rule, which he said includes the largest renewable volume obligations in the history of the program. Last week, the Science Advisory Board agreed to, quote, soften language in a draft commentary before sending it on to Administrator Regan. The commentary, developed by a work group of the board, says, quote, according to the best available science, it appears there is a reasonable chance there are minimal to no climate benefits from substituting corn ethanol for gasoline or diesel. The biofuels industry had called for the commentary to simply be withdrawn. Well, here's today's She Said It. Con Biden, si se puede. That United Farm Workers President Teresa Romero endorsing President Biden for re-election. Remember, pressure from Biden was the reason Newsom approved UFW's card check bill last year after vowing to veto it. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.